Wonder Woman opened this past weekend, $100.5 million. It's a huge opening for any movie, especially because it was the biggest opening for a female director
yeah.
of all time. This previous record holder was 50 Shades of Grey, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson, which had an $85 million opening back in 2015. Wonder Woman's director, Patty Jenkins, is now the record holder for being a female director, making millions upon millions upon millions upon millions of dollars.
Girl power!
An opening weekend. And to add to that, it's a movie that is Wonder Woman. The main character is obviously a powerful woman.
Yeah.
And that's another thing in a male-dominated comic book movie genre, which is one of the hottest movie genres out there right now.
Yeah.
Breaking records. Pretty Woo-hoo! Amazing. Pretty cool. So why not just leave it at that? Why not go, man, that's cool. And reviews have been good about it. People uh-huh. really have enjoyed the movie, and that's fantastic. And it's something that the DC movies needed, because Batman vs. Superman was not well received. Neither was
right.
Suicide Squad. So this one is critically loved and fan loved, and that's good. Let's leave it at that. No.
Apparently, we can't do that.
Apparently, it was a slow news day over at Fox News because they had to debate whether Wonder Woman is patriotic enough.
Oh, geez.
Because, you know, in the comics, she wears red, white, and blue and has star-spangled Spanx.
Yeah.
But in the movie, they toned that down a little bit.
Yeah. star-spangled Spanx.
Here's the argument.
Wonder Woman is out in theaters right now. Some are calling it less American, Dion, because, well, her outfit isn't red, white, and blue. And in order to appeal to foreign audiences, very little reference to America at all.
I think nowadays, sadly, money trumps the patriotism. And, you know, especially recently, I personally feel like we're not really very patriotic, the country, in a certain sense. And they want these movies to succeed internationally.
The global marketing aspect of it is certainly something to explore.
See, I think the Hollywood aspect that it's, and we see this time and time again, it's cool to hate America these days, especially with a lot of celebrities out there, whether it's Lena Dunham to Kathy Griffin, you know what I mean?
But even Captain America has kind of toned down his patriotic for the director of his last movie, just saying now he's just a very earnest guy.
Well, but you know what's so interesting is the fact that they're changing that in order to make money, right? That's the celebration of free market economies. That's what America's all about. So even if it's not the principle and her wearing a flag, the principle is at work here.
Yeah, but they're selling out the word of the morning, though, because they
want to make that money overseas, and they did it with G.I. Joe, a live-action movie a couple years ago, where they took out America, you know, they made it like a generalized strike force.
And the Chinese market is huge for international.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Sorry, I'm sorry.
You know what I took from that? Somebody said, especially. Like, really? Did you just say that?
I'm sorry.
Get off the TV.
You'll never get that minute of your life back.
I know.
I'm very sorry. We're friends here. I don't know why I did that to you.
Yeah,
I'm really sorry.
Thanks so much. Isn't Wonder Woman from a different planet anyway?
Well, here's the thing. I think in the I don't know the reason why she wears in the comics the red, white, and blue.
Yeah.
And maybe it was to bring more patriotism to the comic. I don't know, but her origin is that she's an Amazon princess. She's not from America.
No.
And Gal Gadot, who plays Wonder Woman in these new movies, she's from Israel. So it's not. She even has an accent.
Like, oh, wow.
You know what I mean? Like, she's, you know, English is definitely her second language.
They should make Wonder Woman Southern.
Well, that's what they want. That's what they want. Anyway, I think that's hilarious that that's something we're arguing
about. What's up, y'all? I'm here to save the day. What are we going to do with me?
What are we going to do with all of these people, especially you?
Especially.
All right, let's take a look at the road.